Sean, it's a big date in Gartan's calendar, and it's a big day for those that have trained for months on end. Most people who attempt this, they start training around about, what, September, October of last year?
Yeah, probably around that time of year, John. Probably about 8 months maybe out to get their fitness up to that kind of level of doing kind of 250 kilometres. It's a lot of training involved in different disciplines of biking, running and kayaking. So it's you have to have good standard of fitness for all of those, really.
Yeah, because if you fall down at one of them, you may just about get through with the kayaking, I suppose. But you know, you wouldn't have to be the best at it. But if you fall down at the running or the cycling, then it could be race over.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you have to try and get a good level of fitness for cycling and running, because you have a half marathon and a full marathon run, and you have about 165k of cycling, tough cycling at that. So your level of fitness does have to be quite good.
And not to underestimate really what's involved in the kayaking, because that's how long?
That's 15k, and it takes a lot out of you. Yeah. It's a lot harder.
Upper
body strength, and of course, after doing a half marathon, then you're sitting for maybe an hour. It's very hard to get the legs going again after that.
And the kayak is from where?
From Remelton to Rathmullen. So it's a lot of it out in open water too. So, but the weather's looking pretty good. So hopefully it'll be all okay.
That's always a relief for organisers if you get a favourable forecast.
Yeah. I mean, 1 year we had to cancel it. It was just too rough.
Kayak.
We had to cancel the kayak. We couldn't go ahead. But Saturday's looking pretty good. So fingers crossed it remains that way. So
it'll still be breezy going over Lough Salt.
It's always breezy over Lough Salt, I'm afraid. And everybody, I think any competitors that have done it before know that. And for the first timers, they'll soon realise that. And it's kind of Lough Salt's a funny one, because you can see muckies from Lough Salt when you're going up it, but you still have a long way to go to get there. So it's always a tough.
Just remind us again, it starts at 5:30 on Saturday morning from Gartan.
Yeah, well, we're kicking off at 5:00, actually, suit the tides. So 5:00, so it's a half marathon from Gartan to Remelton. Then you're 15k from Remelton to Rathmullen in the kayak. Then you're on the bike round at Rathmullen, all the way round Fannet Head, over the Blaney Bridge, round Atlantic Drive, and all the way to Muckish. That's a 96k on the bike, tough bike section. Then up and down Muckish, 5k, and then back on the bike, right round Bloody Foreland, all the way to Duhurry, and then finish off with a nice marathon.
Just finish off with a marathon, a full marathon.
A tough marathon, and that was the first 12 kilometres, climbing almost right up to the top of the bridle path, and then down through Glenveagh and round over into Gartan, and then round Gartan Lake and back to the centre. So it's tough going.
Given what's involved up to that point, a lot of people end up walking the marathon.
They do, yeah. A lot of people, they get that far, and they've kind of set themselves up to do that. They know if they get that far that they have an adequate time. If they know if they're there by Enduri by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, they're probably still time to even walk most of it and get there. But it's a tough ask as well, like, you know.
From start to finish, you've got to do it all in 24 hours. So you have from 5 in the morning until 5 the next morning.
Yeah, 24 hours to get it done. The last couple of years, the weather's been good, so we've had very few that dropped out this last few years, and probably the weather's looking good this time, so the dropouts should be low again, hopefully.
Right. And a big entry again this year. A lot of the entry made up of local competitors.
Yeah, a lot of local competitors, male and female, and we have a lot of international. We have Polish, German, Swiss, French, American, Canadian, British, a lot of British athletes. And we have a lot of lady competitors this time, 21 in total between individuals and teams. So it's great to see the ladies turning out for it and getting stuck into it.
Great. So the word is obviously spreading when you have competitors from different countries, having a go at it.
Yeah, it's good to see that too. And we have had inquiries from different countries about, you know, even next year, looking to better information for it. So it's getting out there. It's becoming more of an international kind of field, all right, yes, which is great. But it's also great to see so many locals involved as well. It's great to see the support.
As always. Who would be fancied this year? Any front runners?
I'm not so sure this year. I know Sebastian Giroux, his French guy, is back again. He'd done quite well last year, so he's a lot of experience of doing it. There's a few international guys. A Polish guy looks like, from reading his CV, looks quite good, and a German guy there looks quite good, and a couple of strong lady competitors too, coming from Switzerland, and another lady from France, I think. So it's good. Some good competitors out there.
And for those who are out on the road, obviously on Saturday, just look out for the competitors, whether it's running or on the bike, because there'll be various points through the day.
Yeah, just to keep an eye out for them. There's some narrow road sections, especially from Crawley out to Dunlow Lake on what they call the Tower Road. It's quite narrow, so if you do see the cyclists on that part, give them room if you can. Again, on the roads around Bloody Foreland, some competitors might be dark at that stage, but they'll be well lit up. But I mean, just if you can give them a little bit of extra room, please do.
Just to be aware.
Yeah.
And you may not even realise that they're involved in the race, given that they're so spread out, especially in the second half.
Yeah, they'll be very spread out. It could be like a margin of, say, last year, between last and first, there was almost 11-hour margin, you know. So it's a big spread, all right. So they'll all be spread out. And try and be courteous to them if you can. That's great.
Well, the best of luck with it. There'll be a lot of tired bodies coming back into Garton Outdoor Centre on Sunday morning, for the most part. All right, then. That's the race, which is on this weekend, starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning. Sean McCrudden, thank you.
Thank you.